Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we back on the air. Welcome back to another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. And I got Lil Baby Father with me today. This is his first time doing. Yo, this is your first time doing an actual podcast, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've never been
the
on
audio,
here.
Yes.
Your
audio,
son yes. Made it to Carefully Reckless before you.
I'll be busy.
Hey,
I'll be busy.
I know.
Man.
Yo, his little ass be trying to really, really boss up on me. He be trying to crack on me and everything. He think he a little comedian when he get on here. The topic that I wanted to discuss, a lot of people always ask, me about like how you and I got to this point, you know, where we can co-parent healthy and like in a healthy way, and how we have made this this great environment for ourselves and our child. Like, we're definitely like a happy family, but like, it's like me and you are siblings, and people don't get it. They love it, but they don't get it. So I want to talk about that. Like,
because
it took a long time for us to get here,
but we did
get here.
And I don't think it took a long time.
Yeah.
I just think it took some time.
It took a lot of work.
I wouldn't even say it took a lot of work. It was pride. I think it was a lot of pride in a way. Like, you know, we was young. We was coming from two different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And for the longest, I really couldn't understand you, like, why you did the things you did when you came from a two-parent household.
Right.
And, you know, as I grew and, you know, learned to get out my feelings when dealing with you, I took a step back and I said, well, damn, let me try to understand it, which I don't get too personal into that.
Yeah.
But as far as me and Ashton, it was like, it was easy for us to just separate and go our ways because we had your number one lady in the middle.
Who?
Your mom.
My mom. Oh,
it was so much easier, whereas though you'd be like, all right, well, fuck you, bitch, or whatever the case may be. I never was really that disrespectful then.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't really say that, but I'd be
you never really did. You didn't talk to me like I talked to you back in the day.
Correct. And, you know, like I said, even then, like, I'm like, damn, why she talking to me like that? Like, I ain't, like, you know, like, I was a little, not even timid, but just, like, still really emotional.
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
I think Mama Robin, you know, shout out to her. I always give her flowers. I always give her flowers.
Yeah.
But I believe that her being your mom and a daycare provider really helped us a lot as well. So, of course, I didn't have to see you. I would pick them up on a Friday, drop them off Monday to daycare, go to school, and you would get them Monday through Thursday, which in the normal world, for moms that have, you know, custody of their children, that is normal for the dad to do.
Yeah,
it is not a problem.
Right.
You're not a deadbeat dad because you get your child from Friday through Monday.
I mean, primarily a kid, you know, a kid lives with their mom. So, you know, primarily in some cases, you know, because nowadays, you know, there are a lot of single dads, too.
Yes.
And, you know, and they get, like, they have their children from sun up to sundown. You know, they have to be basically the mother and the dad, you know. And I give those dads their flowers as well.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So I'm not going to always only give the moms, the single mom life, you know, some light.
But
like, nah, definitely.
But that's why I always take the credit for granted with me and you.
And wait, what was you saying? Because you said you couldn't understand why I would do the things I did. What the hell was I doing that was so bad?
It wasn't necessarily you was doing bad things. It was the way you act. Like, nobody really seen that side of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the party side, the wild side.
Right.
Like, for a long time, we're going to put it on here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It was, oh, that's wrong, baby mother.
I know. I've said that.
But I was
known as Jess Hilarious. Before Jess Hilarious was even thought of, I was just wrong, baby mama.
Yep.
I was known because of you.
We're going to take it back before Ashton. We're going to play it like that. We're going to take it back before Ashton. Mm-hmm. Before that, you know, that was wrong, baby mama. Everybody was trying to figure out who Jess was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Facebook was popping then. She had the bald blonde head. We played the Kanye and Amber Rose thing. So, you know, like, then I started throwing parties with a couple friend of mine from school.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple parties, I'm on to put you on a flyer.
Right.
You know, now people seeing you, now you're going out more, because for a long time, like I said, you went to school with white people. So, like, I never really seen a party side of you until after that. Like right. after that fact. So right. after that part. So it was like, why the fuck do this girl always got a party? Like, why she not family oriented? Like, your mom, my dad still together. You know, they got two houses. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, that's the life. Like,
I was like fucking that. Knucklehead. I was like, that's all right. So when you grow up like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom didn't let me go out. My mom didn't, like, it was, I was just doing everything that I wasn't allowed to do when I was younger. My mom didn't like me hanging with fast tail girls, like fast ass girls. And she didn't.
It was like she sheltered you.
Yeah, you know, I was definitely sheltered, you know, and it wasn't, like, I thank her for that now, you know, but that's why I always, I started sneaking out and I started stealing her car, coming to Baltimore. Because, you know, I got sent to an all white high school in Pennsylvania. So I got into drugs and shit. I got into all that. So when I started drinking up there with them goddamn white kids,
yeah,
I'm like, oh shit, all right, you working all the way in Baltimore, mom, shit, I'm about to start fucking up out here, you know. And when I got back to Baltimore, that's when I met you after my high school years. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right, so now I can party in Baltimore, like, now, you know. So that's what it was. I was just trying to, I guess, you know, get my years correct. Back that I spent being, you know, not able to do that shit.
Okay. And then, yeah, like, I think that was that time. And then it was a situation you got into.
Mm-hmm.
This when I really, like, knew that I was in love with you. Mm-hmm. Because when you came to me, I really wasn't, you know, what's the word I can use? Not emotional. I really wasn't sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
I really wasn't like, oh, all right, well, she coming to me like, oh, right, well, whatever. I ain't believe you. I really ain't believe you.
About what?
But about, you know, with the John Casablancas modeling.
Oh, the modeling thing. Yeah.
So, you know, like, when, you know, when we sat in that courtroom and, mm-hmm. you know, at this time, you pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, you showing a little bit. So when we sat in the courtroom and all I heard was Tom. I ain't hear the suspension, the weekend shit, and none of that shit. So, like, you know, after the sentence was over, I was like, all right, well, she got to go on weekends. Mm-hmm. So this one, you know, it got a little good for me because I'm like, oh, shit, she going to jail on the weekends. I can have a car.
Hey, yo.
So, you know.
I was going to jail, and all you was worried about was the bitches you was going to see while I was in jail on the weekends.
No.
Because she was going to have my car.
No, it wasn't necessarily
that's
the
what
bitches
it was.
Because I was always scared to drive outside of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really get that until, you know, man, you started driving back and forth to PA. You'll let me drive. Mind you, I still only had a college ID. I didn't even have a birth certificate at the time.
You but didn't I have what?
A birth certificate.
Yeah, I had a birth certificate at the time.
I didn't get that shit
right.
So until late. But, man, I used to work at the car wash. I used to park the car on the curb, clean it real good, put the gel on the tires, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that me and you gained such a great bond because you was there when I got all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
My
yeah.
birth certificate, my permit, my license.
Mm-hmm. When you found out the real spelling of your name.
The real spelling of my name.
Crazy.
And I had to go do so much things. And this
to
is
get
me,
it changed.
And this is me by myself doing this.
Right,
like,
right.
Like I said, man, I love my dad to death, but my dad didn't really do what he was supposed to do. And my stepmom was really just a provider.
Right.
My stepmom really wasn't a lover. Like, she didn't know how to kiss you and stuff like that.
So, like, it was, you know, never, I love you. It was never, it come here, let me hold you, let me
it
hug
wasn't,
you,
but
son.
She made, you know, she cooked a lot. She did what she was supposed to do. And you know me, I wanted that because I had lost my mom.
Yeah.
So now, I'm an adult in the dating world. Mm-hmm. I really don't know how to date a woman.
Right. Okay. But it takes it takes like a lot of balls to even say that. That's really good that you know that.
Yeah, my dad made it cool. Like, yo, all right. Even married, mind you, you know, like I said, he ain't ashamed of his game. We had this conversation a lot now. My dad made it cool that it was cool to just fuck different women.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't cool to. I know I didn't want to disrespect a woman,
right?
Like verbally and stuff like that. But my dad made it seem like it was just cool to date, to fuck multiple women.
Mm.
It was like, you know, at 18, 19, my dad like, oh boy, I'm shorty mother, I need you to have a niece or a sister.
Mm.
I'm like, all right, got you.
Right.
Especially when I got a little older. But, you know, let's go back to, you know, me and you. Like, we're gonna fast forward a little bit till now, Ashton like one or two.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, I'm gonna say like 7 months, we ain't communicate. We didn't communicate at all. It was very rare. It was always arguing. Like, you know, and that was around the time where, you know, you bust my window out the car. You know,
okay.
That Jasmine Sullivan shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that was around that time. But I think that was the only problem.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you know, I ain't talked to you again. Your mom let me know that you was home.
Right.
We went on, man. Like, I created my schedule. Then I think comedian stuff started probably like a year or two after that. I want to say it started around when Ashton was
three. 2 years after that.
Yeah, so Ashton three now. It's 2015. It's 2000. 14, 15, I catch a lead check. Mm-hmm. But by then, you know, I had just bought a car for my 22nd birthday with working money. Mm-hmm. You know, I catch the check. I'm still going to school. So everything is opening up for me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you on the other hand, you still trying to make it. Mm-hmm. And one thing I can say, we never could be
and
up at the same
struggling like
time.
A motherfucker.
Yes, mm-hmm. We never could be up at the same time. So mm-hmm. I catch the check, you know. Me, I'm just so happy. I'm young.
To even have all this fucking money.
I can finally do what I want to do now.
Right.
Shit, I could date the chicks that I wanted to date now. Like,
hold up.
When I say that, I'd be like, you know how you niggas.
So I wasn't enough.
No, by then you gone. By then
you wanted to date up and shit.
No, by then I'm 22.
Oh, you just wanted to date me when you was broke and shit.
No, that's not it. Yo, you gone already. You done already.
Right, mentally,
you already gone for me.
Right.
Like, you probably had like 3-4 boyfriends. Matter of fact, remember the first birthday you had a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
That's your first birthday when he first learned how to walk. Yep. He had a little pushing turtle. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. So by then, like, even then, we wasn't.
And that nigga name was Jerome.
Yeah. We wasn't buddy then, but we was cool.
Yeah, we were okay.
It wasn't until the second year when I'm like, all right, you know what? I ain't worrying about what she doing no more. I'm not about to let her keep getting me upset and, you know, whatever the case may be. Then Ashton turned 3, all that shit happened. Now I'm doing good for myself. By then, you doing what you doing. You got a boyfriend, though.
Mm-hmm.
So even when the money and shit really started, when it started really, really coming, when it really came, you know, the most thing you asked, this is why I always loved you, doing, like, and I never shared this story, but I'm going to share it today.
Mm-hmm.
When the money came, you never asked me for shit.
Right.
You said, Rome, I don't want to be in mommy house no more. Now, mind you, we communicating a little bit more way before it came. You didn't even know it was coming.
For sure.
But I wound up telling you that, you know, I was catching the cabs and shit to the appointments.
Mm-hmm.
So then, the only thing you said was wrong. I just want you to help me move.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, all right, go find an apartment and I'll pay for it. You never found an apartment. You went and got the house.
Yeah.
Remember, you got the house and it was you and, what's that guy's name?
AJ.
You and AJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I know this bitch ain't just telling me she wanted to move and go move with a motherfucking nigga. But by then, me and AJ was click tight. Honestly,
yeah,
I did like
cool.
Yeah, I like AJ. That was my favorite, man. Out of everybody you had, that was my favorite boyfriend you had, man.
Yeah.
Like, we done had some of the best talks, like,
definitely.
Always, man. We had a one-on-one talk you ain't even know about. And that's where we settled our differences.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't necessarily he did something to me. It was more so me being, you know, the cocky person that I was. I'm like, I don't want you around my motherfucking son, nigga. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, so, man, AJ had a great talk, man. One, shout out to you, boy. I'm like, man, that was one of my dogs. I don't know what happened to him, whatever the case may be throughout the
he years. Got locked up and shit.
Oh, okay, he got locked up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But see, even after that, then when y'all get done, you know, you got Chris that come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I don't know what was up with yo, but yo ain't like me for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So like by then, I'm still, you know, I still got money. I'm still working my ass off. I'm still doing damn near 48 hours.
But Chris didn't like you because we were really close. Me and you were close at this time.
I didn't know that. So I'm trying to figure it out. So like it's times where I be shopping.
Right.
And I be like, I know my baby mother like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, I ain't gonna get that because I don't want to cause friction in her household.
Bro, I was ready to say, when the fuck
and
you ever buy me anything? Because that you never ever bought me
and
nothing.
Then, but it wasn't necessarily, you never, you know, you wasn't that type of woman.
Yeah.
You didn't come from that household.
But you would never even know because you never tried to buy me nothing.
No, no.
You never tried to buy me nothing.
And I never tried because you had a boyfriend. I didn't want to overstep my boundaries.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to cause problems. Like, honestly, I didn't because I used to ask Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, like, you think I should? She like, no, because that's going to cause, you know, friction. I'm like, all right, whatever. So it was a little bit of times. One time I told you no, but it was times before that you asked me like pay a little bill or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that. Like that was all you asked me for.
And literally, and if I was asking you that shit,
you
I literally
it.
Did need you, it. You, yo. Like, you need, know, I never asked nobody need, for yeah, shit.
Exactly.
Nothing.
And I said, and it like even to the point where, you know, like I said, man, like, you know, I got family to use me and all that shit. Like use me. And I said, yo, like my baby mother never tried to use me.
Never.
Like, never. Like, never tried to use me. And I really feel like even then, you was the only genuine baby child mom I had.
Mm-hmm.
You was the only probably true friend that I had where it was like, all right, yo, this female never asked me for it. And honestly, she was really entitled to it. I'm going to say entitled because you was my child mom. So it was like, you could have always called, oh, Ashton need this, Ashton need that, Ashton need this. But you never did that.
I just never did, yeah.
You never did that. And so, all right, boom, fast forward. By now, shit got fucked up, running out, running low. You on your peak. You know, you rise.
When your
above.
Money ran out, you're saying?
Yeah, when money running out, you know, I got fired. And that's what really happened. I got fired.
Right.
So now, you know, I stopped spending. Mm-hmm. People were like, oh, he went broke. I ain't go broke then. Mm-hmm. I humbled myself a little bit. I did. Mm-hmm. I said, yo, like the savings, I only thing I knew was hotness. I ain't know no job. I ain't know how I scammed it. I ain't know how to do none of that.
You was on security.
I was on security. Yeah, that's all I knew. No, not security. I was in nurse, now I'm in nursing support.
I wore scrubs at the hospital.
Yeah, so they fired me. And I'm like, damn, they will fire me right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, damn, yo, I can't spend no more. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know when the next time I'm gonna get a job.
Gotcha.
I went a whole 6 months without a job. It wasn't until my Aunt Sharita was like, go to such and such. Mm-hmm. You know the manager. Mm-hmm. You know the HR. I'm like, for real? I got my shit. I went up there. Mine just 6 months later. So, you know, I'm on my last. And, you know, I ain't gonna say who I went back to at the moment, mm-hmm. but, you know, I wound up going back to my second child mom. And, I did say it.
No, I was gonna say, not. Yeah. I ain't gonna say,
nah,
it,
ain't
but
gonna
just
say it,
it.
But I said it. But I did say it.
Yeah.
Wound up going back to her. Yeah. Wound up going back to her when things, you know. But I didn't want to be with her when things.
Right. It was just convenient.
It was just convenient
at
the moment. I can't say that. Mm. But by then, you know, you're reaching your peak.
Yeah.
And even during that stage, like now you're traveling. Now, mm-hmm. you know, I'm stressful. Now you're traveling. Mm-hmm. Don't really answer my calls. You know. You with Chris with you, and that created a jealous spot with me because I'm like, damn, yo, she really don't answer my calls. Yeah. She really ain't fucking with me. I say, Wayne, we wasn't even in a bad spot for it to be like this. So I'm not confused, but I'm like, all right, fuck it. I know you don't like me. You're in the local trust girl now. All right, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That went on like a year and some change. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until you really up and just left yo alone.
Mm-hmm.
With me, you got a relationship.
Yep, that's when I got everybody back. Like, again, like, honestly, I don't know what the fuck it was. It was just like, he just had me isolated as fuck from, like, I wasn't even close with London when I was with him. Like, I wasn't talking to Sheena as much when I was with him. Like, it was just like, I don't know why. Like, it was like he had turned me against other people. And then you know, my closest people. And the thing is, you're not ever supposed to give somebody some power over that. I mean, give somebody some power like that over you. Like, you never supposed to. I don't know what it was, what the hell it was, but Chris had a motherfucking hold on me. You know what I mean? Like, the only person that I was even close to, like, around with, other than him, was my son. Like, that was it. Me and my mom. Like, we talked. I would never go around my family, though. Like, it was crazy. So I felt lonely as fuck, too, while I was with him. I'm like, damn. And I felt lonely because I had cut everybody off, you know, indirectly. And that shit, like, really fucked me up. So I'm like, yo, I need to get away from this nigga for different reasons. Not only is he stealing from me. Not only is he cheating on me. Not only is he not even good for my son. You know, he's also fucking just not good for me, period. He's not a good person, you know? And so I realized that. And it's like, you're never supposed to stay with somebody so long to where you start hating them. You got to break that shit off because, you know, it's not good to hate someone. And then the thing is, I think we're both doing great, fucking great. I don't know exactly how he's going to be. He has a beautiful baby, I hear, you know? I think he's been blocked so long, I can't even go to his page. So, and I doubt that he comes to mind. I mean, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, he has a beautiful child. And I seen the baby, you know, other people, screenshots, people be like, oh, shit, he had a baby. And they sent it to me. Baby looked just like him. I know he's in a relationship. He is top tier Uber driver. Like, he's like, yeah, like, he's doing exceptionally well. Like, okay. And I still wish him all the best. But they say even doing, is his beard is great. Like, everything is great. So I'm like, maybe that was the best thing for both of us.
Yes.
Like, that,
and then, like, you gotta understand, there's no disrespect to anybody, mm-hmm. but you blew up overnight. Yeah. It wasn't that long.
Yeah.
And then so to take a young man from not saying nothing, but to take a young man on a fame part, like, mm-hmm. from nobody know me to dang. Mm-hmm. I'm all over the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And I was like, you know, it's crazy because for a long time, like, and I can only imagine how you felt in my predicament. But I used to sit back like, damn, yo, I knew we probably wouldn't work out a relationship, but that's supposed to be me with her.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I felt as though I needed to be by you to protect you from certain shit.
So you have said that, you have felt that way because you've never, ever told me
I felt like that, and I was dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was dealing with it where as though it shit used to drain me. Like, during that stage, I was going through other shit. And that's when I started drinking a lot. Because, like, now, people know who you are, but people know that you was my... If you really didn't know, you didn't know. mm-hmm. but people knew that she was my child mom. And I used to always little fake pages. I used to, even in public, like, damn, she made it and she left you, or she made it and she don't do shit for you. How I feel to you, and nothing. Like, it used to be so much, yo. And I used to, like, I never came to you. Why? Because first and foremost, I know how that is. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're in a certain predicament, you have a certain type of money, like, you have a certain type of stature, like, it's hard and it's stressful.
Yeah, because
you got so much on, you got so many people.
And then with more money comes more bills and more problems and more expenses.
Everybody entitled.
Yeah.
So you know what? I said, you know what, yo? I think the bond we created right now to this day, and today is January 12th. And I just sat back. I sat back and I said, you know what, yo? In due time, I honestly believe that me and her will have the cordialness co-parenting.
You always making up some damn words. You said cordialness. I like it, all though. Go ahead.
Man, how will be cordial for our son soon?
Right.
It wasn't about nothing. It wasn't about just the mess. It wasn't about none of that. Like, it was, people used to always ask me, oh, she funny, she funny. I said, oh, that's just our natural personalities. I never even said you. I just said our. Because when we're in the same setting, like, it's nothing but always after the emotions and shit went away from the baby mama, baby father drama. It was always a vibe. It was always catchy. We always had fun. So I just
together.
And I'm just like, yo, like, all right, okay. It'll come a time where me and her can be, you know, close.
Yeah.
I always wanted that, though, because I was like, yo, like, I used to see people, like, older guys close with their children, mom and stuff like that. I'm like, damn, I wish we can do that and don't have to be together.
Yeah.
So I was never the ones who, oh, if I ain't with my baby, man, fuck that bitch. No.
Right.
I wanted the cordialness. Why? Because I seen from other situations that it was healthy for the child.
Hold up, hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen.
I've never seen a bond like ours. Like, I've never seen a co-parenting team like us. I don't know one ex-couple, two parents that are not together and gel well and can actually work together and not have to, like, force it, like, in front of their child, you know, but they really hate each other. I've seen that dysfunction. I've never seen, like, how we are. And a lot of people love that shit. You know,
a lot of people love us, and granted, we ain't perfect. You know, like, we still argue, we may not speak, we talk shit about each other, we do all of that for the naysayers and for the haters who won't say, oh, they phony, they just say that. It ain't nothing never phony. It's just, we, at the end of the day, her being Miss Hilarious and me being a regular person I am, we still are Ashton's parents. We're still gonna go through that. You know, you're gonna hear everything, man. It's gonna be a lot of haters that say, oh, I don't like they. I swear you're gonna hear it. After this come out, you're gonna hear it. But fuck them. And it's gonna be people around me. It's gonna be close and media people that said, fuck them. You know, for a long time, like I said, man, I appreciate that we can have this bond. I also more appreciate, you know, the position that, you know, you allow me to be put in, even, you know, being beside you, other than your child's dad, you know, your business partner, you know, even for your moral support and shit like that. Like, you know, it's so much stuff. Like, sometimes you get on my fucking nerves because I'll be like, oh, damn, like, the fuck, like, why would she say this? Why would she say that? But I'll be like, oh, you know what? That's her.
Right. Like, even with Carefully Reckless live discussion, yo, I'm going through, you know, the comments, of course, on YouTube, and we got so many fucking views. I'm so excited. Like, you know, and one actually drops tonight at 7 p.m.
Yes.
So make sure y'all tune into that. That's episode 2. And this one is even steamier than the first one.
And my mic ain't fucking up.
your mic ain't going to fuck up this one. But I noticed, like, in the comments, people will say, oh, Jess still want him more. He know he's still in love with her, or He want her back, and she want him back. Clear that shit up.
I mean, it's self-explanatory, man. Like, you don't have to want somebody back. Like, I had a conversation with my homeboy the other day.
They hear me say all the time, I don't want his ass. And but they never hear you say it.
I'm speaking to the audience, I'm speaking to everybody who said it, but I'm also speaking to my motherfucking bro. Mr. Karat, this is a cleared up to you. this to clear it up to everybody.
That's your homeboy?
Yeah, that's my brother. When I was groomsman in his wedding.
Okay.
I do not want my child mom.
Okay.
It's no attraction there. Mm-hmm. She's a beautiful woman. Yes, she is. Do I love her? Yes, I do. I love her as my child mom, my friend, mm-hmm. you know, things of that, my brother, my sister, however you right. want to put it, things of that nature. Like I was telling my bro, mm-hmm. I said, bro, my child mom can walk in front of me naked and I don't give a fuck.
Literally.
Like, yo, go put some fucking clothes on. Like, bro, what are you doing? Like, mm-hmm. it's been times where I done walked in a garage, through the garage, coming in the house and, you know, just to pick my son up.
Mm-hmm.
But like, people be like, oh, yo, you lying. Yo, bro, you lying. Yo, I don't have to fucking lie, bro.
Right.
I ain't never had a problem in getting a woman or, you know, getting ass.
Right.
Like, that, come on, man. I done dealt with it. It ain't too many I haven't touched, but it's like, niggas think that you gotta be fucking your baby mother because she, and I asked them, hold, I'm gonna take that back. I asked them, I said, is it because she's just hilarious? Why I should try to get back with her?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to give me a real answer though.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you wasn't, they wouldn't be saying, oh bro, go back to your first baby mother.
Yeah.
Because y'all ain't saying go back to your second.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't saying go back to your third, even though mm-hmm. maybe third was never existed.
Yeah.
But, so why does it go back to my first one? I'm already on my fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it, you know? So I'll be trying to, I'll be really wanting to know the answer. Like, yo, like, come on. Like, is it because you got a couple dollars? That ain't never moved me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no, to the world, man, to the public, to my peers, mm-hmm. to my brothers, to my family, I do not want my child mom. It is nothing. We're able to be in a room, a setting, an environment, and vibe. Like, to know us is to love us together. If you mm-hmm. ever around us, you'd be like, damn, wow, I'm pretty sure some of her boyfriend, she done had a boyfriend now. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you'll still be feeling weird, like, damn, no, this shit really real.
Yeah, honestly, like, he has, like, no issue.
And then, you know, man, him got histories. Like,
literally.
So I wouldn't think it would be.
Yeah, and then like, he and his son's mom are like, they ain't like us. Ain't nobody like us. But they're definitely on a level where they can talk about their son and they, you know, and probably even laugh and joke together and shit. Like, he's been around, you know, our boyfriends and shit. And, you know, and well, he hasn't had a girlfriend since her, you know, except me.
Okay.
You know, yeah, like, my boyfriend was single for 11 years. You know, that was his last relationship, the one he was in with his son's mom. But, you know, that, even that, like, he just was like, I love the dynamic that you and Rome have. Like, I love that. Ain't nobody, he did not love you on our first date, Ruth Chris.
But I was invited. I didn't say, come on, let's go. You said, Rome, I'm gonna invite you in such and such.
I honestly didn't tell him that.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
I know.
I showed up.
I was never gonna tell you.
I showed up, but even if you would have, I still would have came.
Okay.
So when he walked in, I'm like,
because you are that person. But he's going to know now because he listens to Carefully Reckless. So I definitely
I did not know. I really thought that it was a, you planned it for us. I ain't even asking, but we was talking and shit when y'all walked into it to the bathroom. I don't know if that was a part of the
plan. It was a Father's Day thing.
Yeah, so
honestly.
I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, well, me, you know me, I don't really give a fuck. And
I honestly didn't think you was going to come. That's why I was like, all right.
No.
I didn't think you were going to come because I thought you had things to do.
I took my dad out for the first time. I never took my dad out.
Yeah, so I didn't, and you had told me you was going
to
spend.
Yeah, but my dad wanted to do what he wanted to fucking do.
Early.
So, all right, fuck you, the nigga, go do the fuck you want to do then.
Right.
So, that's plans like, already.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't really eat too much because I already knew what I had, what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, I think once the emotions and the feelings is gone.
Yeah.
And the pride and shit is away, mm-hmm. I think that people can really find the good in that.
Yeah.
When you're not together, co-parenting is great.
Yeah, and then when you can actually put everything on the table and actually, like, tell me, like, why did you hurt me? Or okay, this is what I did. There's no secrets with us. That's the thing. Like,
even to this day.
No secrets.
I'm sorry. Like, even to this day, like, you know, I go through hell and hot water.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, even with my second child mom, it's like, I can't get on the same page with her because she worried about what I do too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yo,
she's not over you still.
But she says she is. You never call me and just make it about Aaliyah.
They're always gonna say that.
About a bitch. You pressed to be laid up with a bitch. You bop, bop, bop. But yet you laid up. How you laid up? But you got a problem with what I'm doing. Yo,
because I have a
2-year-old baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
She's still like, yo, like, come on, man. Yeah. I got a 5-year-old daughter
as well.
Two kids later, it's still the same. And mind you, granted, even on the time of me and Bryce and mom, like, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, I went back,
mm-hmm.
you know, not really thinking Bryce and mom was going to take me back. I went back. I did. Mm-hmm. I fucked up. Mm-hmm. But like for a person to say that they don't want a person and they moved on, mm-hmm. I should not be going through what the fuck I'm going through.
Yeah.
I shouldn't.
Yeah.
You laid up a check. You telling me, oh, I'm pressed to lay up with a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything mm-hmm. I do, you worried about. I switch my car, it's a problem. I move out of a house. It's a problem.
And this is, we still talking about the second baby mama?
Yeah, I move out of a house, it's a problem. Oh, mm-hmm. why you this, why you that? Yo, why are you worrying about me so much?
Well, like, why is that even a question when you know why she worried about you so much?
Because it's a question, because why? Then it becomes a power struggle mm-hmm. where she want to control things. She
with
wanna
your
go,
daughter.
With my daughter. She want to go to the media and bash me about certain things when, yo, come on, yo, how long ago was that?
Mm.
But still making things relevant.
Like years.
Like, come on, man. Yeah. Then everything, every time I'm dealing with someone new, it's mm-hmm. always, oh, you just mad because I ain't want to fuck with you. Yo, I've been accepted that.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So now, Liz Six, why can't you just be cordial?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not the downhearted, defamize her character or the degrader, but yo, like, at some point, women got to let that hurt go.
But it's going to take, it's going to take a long, long time, because honestly, I'm going to tell you why. Before we get up out of here, you just admitted it and you didn't even know. You know, you used her. You went back to her a lot of times when it was convenient for
me,
you.
Yes.
But that was pulling on her heartstrings the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you made her feel like that, you gave her a lot of hope a lot of times. Like, oh, he might come back for good. To the point where even when she know you didn't mean it, she tricked herself into still, like, just holding on to that time, like believing. She tricked herself into believing you. You know what I mean? She just got used to being let down. So she's like, all right, I'll take him while here. You know, and then that's when she would say little things to the latest baby mother, like, oh yeah, this, that, and the other. That's why she made it a point of running back every time, telling, oh, you know, yeah, Rome just left here, or Rome just asked me, can he come to my house? Or he just wanted to do this, it wasn't working out with her.
I'm really changing and really trying to be a better man, better dad, better everything, to be honest.
But that's
because you can't keep doing what you did in the past. You ain't gonna get nowhere. Yeah. You ain't gonna never get nowhere you're trying to go.
Definitely.
But it's like, it hurts so bad that I never can get through to her.
Never
could get through to her. Like, it's always about what I'm doing.
Yeah. When the last time you touched her?
Bryson, two. Brianna was pregnant.
Okay, so that was
so like 2 years ago. That was like two.
So that was still
almost three.
But that's different.
Doing what you doing?
That's
though,
different
yo, like,
times. Cause she ain't got you all the time. She ain't gonna be lonely while she waiting on you to come back.
You doing what you doing? You having your fun? You going on dates? You getting dressed? You going?
And then
on
it
trips.
Look like fun.
I don't bother
she makes
you.
It look like fun.
I don't bother you.
But the whole
you.
Time she worrying about you.
I don't bother
that,
you.
And that's her problem like, now. But that's why I asked you when the last time you touched it, because, you know, that's still recent
to her. In 2 years, it's always, oh, you broke this, oh, you broke that, oh, you ain't got this, oh, you ain't got that, mm-hmm. how you this, how you that. Yo, that shit don't bother me, man. What can we do to move forward on being better parents for my daughter?
Right, it'll happen just as long as you stay out of her bed, you stay out of her house, you stay out of her face, and so that she will have no other choice but to respect that shit.
Yeah. And literally. Know, you know, before we get out, you know, I just had to clear that up, because it's going to be a live or a post or whatever the case may be. Not even a live, because she don't really do live.
Yeah.
It's going to be a post where trying to at me, manipulate me, defamize my character and all of that, when
and
it ain't what it is.
Too big to respond to that
And I'm
shit.
Not responding to that. I'm
too
not responding to it no
shit.
More.
You're too mature
not,
to do that.
I'm too mature. I've grown. I'm not
That's
going
why I
back.
Said, that's what I meant big. Like, you're too big now for that shit. Not even like status-wise. I mean, just like your mind is, you're on a different plateau, like mentally.
I'm not
you can't
going
do
back
that.
And forth with it no more, man. But like I that's said, to shit. All the people out there, that's how me and Jess be, you know, gained the relationship we have.
Yeah.
We not perfect.
Nope.
We definitely gelled a lot. I haven't seen a co-parenting like us.
No.
To all you fellas, continue doing what you're doing. Be great. You know, be consistent.
Yeah.
That's always get your point across. You know, always try to be civilized. You know, you ain't got to be rah-rah all the time.
Yeah.
To you women, same as you. Mm-hmm. You know, take your time. Try to let them emotions go. If you still have emotions there, don't be afraid to explain that. Maybe y'all can do better with him knowing, you know, but don't try to make that man life miserable. Don't try to take from that man, especially when you know he may have other children or another family or trying to move on or even may want to be with you. Allow that man to grow. Help that man grow.
Right.
We losing too many fathers out here. Black fathers, that. But it's me, it's little baby father, Romy J, and I'm out of here.
Yup, and I know for a fact it's going to get there. It's going to get there with your other baby mothers and shit, but they ain't going to never be like Justin Roman. On that note, I'm out of here. Carefully Reckless, make sure you tune in each and every Wednesday, hump day, and now make sure you tune in at 7 p.m. every Wednesday for the live discussion. Love y'all. Peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.